This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Denver Public Schools and the Teachers Union will head back to the bargaining table. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports they'll focus on filling a $65 million budget gap.
DPS says the pandemic and economic crisis have put the district in a, quote, unprecedented budgetary shortfall. Possible budget scenarios presented this week include eliminating teachers' annual cost of living raises and freezing the pay raises that teachers won in a three-day strike last year. The union says it's willing to go to the bargaining table, but says it's unfortunate the district so far isn't considering tapping more federal stimulus dollars or dipping into reserves. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Federal funds will help Colorado's second largest school district avoid a budget crisis until next year. The Jeffco School Board adopted a budget today to address state funding cuts of nearly $700 less per student. Jefferson County Board Member Ron Mitchell.
We are essentially balancing this year's budget with one-time dollars. And as we look forward into the future, we have to take an honest look at the possibility that we will have to deal with deficits.
Board members warned that the budget is based on several unknowns, such as fall enrollment, further state cuts, and upcoming contract negotiations with teachers. Red flag warnings until 8 tonight for Colorado Springs, Pueblo, Vail, and Grand Junction. Currently, it is 90 and partly cloudy in Denver, 86 and sunny for Grand Junction. This is CPR.